Tooth Fairy. Shit. Where do I even begin with this fucking movie? Alright, obviously, I'm not the intended audience for this flick. But I think that makes it all the better to give a drunken review for. Alright. So if you're not aware of this film, came out in like 2010 and stars Dwayne Johnson, formerly known as The Rock. And after seeing this movie, I'm going to propose that he never use his name The Rock ever again, because he could just be Dwayne, as in like, hey Dwayne, why don't you bring your fine ass down here? Wait, why does my gay sound like an African-American woman? Like, want me to fill that up for you, hon? Why don't you come to Shaquita's Diner? Mm-hmm. We got the best chicken and waffles in the Southwest. Mm-hmm. Come on, child. No, I was trying to go gay. But, like, it is like, oh, Dwayne, you look fabulous. Oh, my God. Why don't you give me one of those rock bottoms? Mm. And how about one of them people's elbows? Just where I like it. Now, that's more like it. Because that's kind of like what this movie is. This movie's so fucking gay. It's ridiculous. All right, so starring Dwayne Johnson. He's like a minor league hockey player known as the Tooth Fairy. And he's like an enforcer, like a big kind of bruiser guy who just goes and like beats people up. Kind of like Fulton Reed and like Portman on like the Mighty Ducks, like the Bash Brothers. Except those guys are like so much cooler than like fucking Dwayne Johnson is. I'd take those guys like any day on my team versus like this guy. He's just such a fucking Nancy, but we'll get to that in a bit. All right, so, but he actually, you know, he does like hit people pretty hard, and he's known as a Tooth Fairy because he like knocks people out and knocks out their teeth and shit like that. But all he is just like a goon. Like, there to just, like, beat people up and not to, like, pass or shoot or play defense. I guess defense is hitting people. I don't really know hockey. I'm not Canadian. But, so then he's just kind of, like, this minor league hockey player. You know, I think I got a cup of tea in the NHL, but basically just been a career minor leaguer. He says somewhere in the film, like, he hurt his shoulder or something like that. Now he doesn't shoot anymore. He just, like, hits people. So, but speaking of hitting, dude, he's hitting the shit out of Ashley Judd in this movie. Not just, like, domestic violence, but, like, banging her, which is awesome. Because I'm telling you, man, Ashley Judd, she looks bangable in this movie. Like, I'd just be like, hey, I'd hit that for sure. But she's got, like, two kids, which normally isn't, like, that much of a deal breaker, but, like, dude, one of the kids is, like, this little girl, she's a little sweetheart, and, like, well, I guess I'm gonna call him The Rock, because I don't feel like saying Dwayne Johnson over and time again. I don't know. But, like, he gets along, like, well with this little girl, but, like, of course there's friction between him and and her son. You know, he's like, you're not my dad. He's like, I'm not trying to be your dad. I'm just trying to nail your mom. I don't think that's actually from the script. I think that's just kind of my interpretation of what goes on in the movie. But it's kind of like that. So this whole thing starts because this little kid after one of the games is like, hey, man, can I get your autograph? You're the Tooth Fairy. And he's like, yeah, like, what's going on? What's your name and everything? And the kid's like, yeah, I want to grow up to be a hockey player just like you. And then The Rock just kind of lays down some knowledge on him. He's just like, look, you know, you have to be the best of the best of the best with honors if you want to be a hockey player as, like, your career. And, like, he pretty much breaks this kid's heart. And then so he just kind of shows that he's just kind of a dick. And then, so then he goes home at night, and the little girl loses her tooth, and he steals the money, like, from underneath her pillow. So right now I'm thinking, like, oh, man, this guy's pretty sweet, actually. I'm sorry for, like, making fun of him for being gay before. But, so, and then, like, he's about to tell her that the Tooth Fairy isn't real, but Ashley Judd, like, stops, and she's just like, wait a second, like, don't tell her that shit. And, like, so then when he goes to bed that night, he gets a summons under his pillow, from the Tooth Fairy, like, league or guild or something. I don't know. Association, organization, one of those things. And so then he's got, like, got to go serve as Tooth Fairy for 2 weeks because of his injustices for crushing the dreams of a young girl by telling her that Tooth Fairy is not real or something. So, of course, he's all, like, hesitant because he's just like, I'm this manly athlete and I'm not going to go and do this, like, you know, the thing. He's got dressed in, like, this little pink thing with the tutu and he's got wings and he's, like, ooh, twittering around like a little fucking fairy and everything. And he's up in, like, fairy world and shit, like... And this, like, British guy is, like, his, like, accountant or, like, mentor or just, like, his, he keeps the books, he, you know, he cooks the books or something, I don't know, he's, like, his, watches over him, he's, like, his guide or some shit, like Jiminy Crickets, like, you let your conscience be your guide, but it's, like, in this case, it's, like, let this tall, gangly British guy be your guide, and, so they try to teach him how to be a fairy, but, like, they don't get along, of course, because the rock's like, I'm a man, look at me, at all times, I'm gonna show you how macho I am, I'm gonna, like, you know, say things in a very abrasive manner, and I'm gonna push you and start confrontations. He's trying to, like, do all the things, like, I guess if you're really, like, a girly man and you're trying to be a man, like, you do, you'd be like, oh, yeah, here guys are all full, pumped full of testosterone, and let's... You know, make fun of each other and punch him in the mouth or something. I don't know. Like it's like he's like trying to be a man or something. I don't know. The Rock just doesn't do a very good job of trying to come off as manly, despite being like an athlete in real life, like a wrestler and everything like that. Which kind of goes to show that I think The Rock is like really gay in real life, because it's like wrestling is just like theatrics and it's just like it's like a play, but you're like wrestling. I mean, like in. And hurting each other and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's really just all theatrics. And it's all, like, drama and all that kind of stuff. So I really think The Rock's gay, but... So... This British guy's, like, pushing him around and just, like, you know, hitting him in his tit and stuff. And, dude, this whole time... I'm sitting there, like, watching this shit going, like... Well, you know what? This British guy's, like, 6'8". And like 110 pounds, like soaking wet. I'm like, dude, come on, drop the people's elbow on him. Like, get up on the ropes and, you know, slam him or something. I don't know, or wrestling. Like, bounce off the turnbuckles and clothesline this fool and then pin him in like 2 seconds. I mean, like The Rock is such a fucking baby in this movie. He's always like whining all the time and just, yeah, just being like a real Nancy. And I'm like, dude, come on, you're the fucking Rock. I've seen you be like, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? And then this British guy would be like, and he's just like, well, ask him, it's like, do you know anything about being a fairy? And then The Rock's just kind of like, and then he's like, oh, what does it matter about being a fairy? And it's like, well, I'll tell you what I think. And the British guy's like, yeah, the British guy's like, well, I'll tell you what I think. And then he starts talking, and The Rock goes, it doesn't matter what you think. And then he just, like, drops an elbow on him. I mean, like, he should have done that instead of just argue with this fucking pussy-ass British guy, which I don't really get. I'm like, okay, fine. It's a kid's movie, I guess. Rock's gonna play that nice guy. So then, like, okay, he becomes a fairy, goes through all these pratfalls, This okay, and here comes the first thing where it's like, this is a fucking paycheck movie. And if you ever seen like a paycheck movie, I'm not talking about like the Ben Affleck one where he like creates like technology, like reverse technology stuff. Paycheck, if you ever seen it, probably not, so or like Blank Check. It's not like one of those kind of movies. It's like a paycheck movie where it's like you could tell all the actors in the movie are just there because they're earning a paycheck. It's like there's no reason why The Rock should be in a movie like this when he should be in shit like, I don't know, The Scorpion King, The Fast and the Furious, like 6, or like Too Fast, Too Furious, Up High, Down Low, Too Slow. or like other shit, like he's in like the run, he's in like that movie with Sean William Scott, or like I haven't seen a lot of Rock movies, so forgive me. I guess he's not as cool as I try to make him out to be. But, like, The Rock should be, like, a fucking badass. He should be, like, the next Schwarzenegger. And, well, I guess Schwarzenegger did do his share of, like, kiddie movies, but they're all fucking awesome. Like, Junior, like, Kindergarten Cop, like, shit, like, The Last Action Hero. Like, all that shit's, like, hilarious, and it's awesome. So, I don't know, but The Rock is just not doing it right. Like, the Tooth Fairy is not Kindergarten Cop. So like, yeah, he goes through all these things. He tries to learn how to fly. Julie Andrews of, is she Mary Poppins, I think? And then she's in, like, The Princess Diaries and shit like that. Like, she's in it. She's, like, the queen fairy, head fairy, something or other. And then, like, Billy Crystal, all right? He's, like, the Q, I guess. Like, James Bond's, like, Q. Where he's like, oh, here's all the magical fairy things, you know, this paste that makes you shrink a little tiny, this spray that turns you invisible, like this horn that scares away cats, and this magical powder that makes people forget. Like, it's so fucking stupid. I'm like, oh, Billy Crystal, why? Like, what happened to you? But whatever, I'm over it. So then, of course, his first couple fairy activities don't go well. And he's just kind of like, this is bullshit. And then his hockey career isn't going so hot either. And like, there's this young new phenom, this 18-year-old kid. Oh, God. There's this, like, 18-year-old kid who's, like, this little hotshot. And he joins the team, and The Rock's just like, oh, fuck, this guy. Like... So he's got to put up with this, and at any given moment's notice, like, the cell phone can go off, and it's like, oh, you got to be a tooth fairy, and he sprouts wings and changes into these blue pajamas, just, like, instantaneously, and then he's got to go do the job. And so he's struggling to lead this dual life as a hockey player / tooth fairy, and then somewhere along the way, like, he decides that he's like, all right, well, I think I'm going to make things work with Ashley Judd's son. And he's like, all right, we're going to get together. And then they start to bond and all that kind of stuff. And kid plays music, and he's going to play in this, like, talent show for school. And so the kid's just like, oh, no, I don't want to. Like, I'm nervous or something like that. And The Rock's just like, and the kid's like, oh, didn't you used to, like, you know, be a good hockey player? And I was like, fuck you, kid. I'm still a good hockey player. But the kid's like, no, man, didn't you used to, like, be a scorer? Like, you used to shoot goals and stuff like that. And then so the Rock's just like, all right, well, how about this? I help you, like, learn your music. And then I'll, if you work hard at your music, I'll work hard at getting back into hockey shape, and I'll go back to shooting at the goals, I guess, shooting goals. And then at the same time, he's just kind of like, oh, man, like, the British guy doesn't have wings. That's why he's, like, an accountant or something. And he's just like, the British guy's like, I always wanted to be, like, a winged fairy. I want to go, like, take the teeth and stuff from under the pillows. And, so he's just like, all right, well, I'll help you, British guy, because, like, you have an accent. That's pretty cool. Once again, I don't think these are actual lines from the script, although this script is pretty much that awful where these could actually be real lines from the script. But so then here comes everybody's favorite part of any movie. I believe it's called the montage. Every movie needs a montage. Montage. That's how the French say it. Us Americans, we call it montage. We're like, excuse me, have you seen that point in the film where there's a lot of things happening all at once, and he's going from just a beginner into a pro, and every kind of split cut little flash of a scene, he's improving, and then it kind of intersperses between The Rock working on his shooting, to the kid working on his guitar playing, to the British guy working on his tooth fairy skills. And you put this all together, and you set it to a soundtrack of music, preferably an upbeat kind of, like a kind of like rock heavy song, and it's called a montage, and everybody needs a montage. And so so they all get good, right? So just when you think everything's working out for these fuckers, of course there comes the part of the movie where, I mean, this is a very paint by the numbers kind of movie, trust me. You have, like, you know, guy is good at things, then guy, like, kind of falls apart. Guy, you see guy's faults, right? And then guy builds himself up, guy faces adversity, and then guy rises to meet the challenge, and guy faces his fears, and then everything works out for guy, and then guy throws it all away. There's always during that third act where, and in this movie, The Rock's just kind of like, he freezes up while trying to shoot a shot in the goal, you know, in the game, and his hockey team ends up losing. And he comes home from work after a bad day, and he's just kind of like, and the kid's like, hey man, let's practice, the talent show's tomorrow. And The Rock's just like, you know what? You're some fucking little bitch. Like, you're never gonna grow up to be, like, a good musician, because, like, there's always gonna be some out there better than you. And, like, dreams are bullshit. Like, you're supposed to dream when you're sleeping. Like, fucking wake up, motherfucker. And he slaps the kid around, and then, like, he sticks it in Ashley Judd's, like, mouth, and she's just like, oh, get away from me. And she's like, don't ever talk to me, and don't ever talk to you, my kids, again. And he's just kind of like, fine, whatever, I don't need you. I'm The Rock, I can, like, crush pussy like nobody's business. And then, like, he goes home, and he realizes, like, no girls, like, want him, except for Ashley Judd. And, like, all these dudes are coming out and knocking at his door, and he's just like, ah, for the last time, I'm not gay, knock it off. And then he realizes, he's like, oh, wait, Ashley Judd's the only chick that loves me. And he's like, what the hell am I doing? I fucked up. And so here comes the end when, like, he's playing his game, his hockey game, and the British guy comes, and he's just like, hey, man, I'm sorry for everything that happened and shit. And he's like, dude, I think we should, like, work together again, because we made a pretty good team and we bonded, you know, over our little montage where you taught me to be a tooth fairy, even though I don't have the wings. And then so they go and, like, so they're like, oh, like, here's your next assignment. And the assignment ends up being, like, Ashley Judd's daughter. So he's just kind of like, oh, okay, I can make this all right by doing this, like, one last job. And he goes and, like, visits her house and puts the money under her pillow, and he's just kind of like, ah, she wakes up and he's like, hey, guess what? You know, dreams can come true. I'm really the tooth fairy, and you're a kid, and, you know, never let go of your dreams. And it's like, it's because of you that the world goes round and fantasies can come true, and hooray, and glitter and flowers and unicorn and all sorts of, like, gay ass shit like that. So then he's like, all right. So then he goes to the kid, and he's like, hey, we can still make that talent show. And then, like, and then he goes to Ashley Judd, and he slaps her on the ass, and he's just like, yeah, baby, you know you want this. And she's like, yeah, who am I kidding? Yeah, I kind of want this. And then, like, when I was, like, watching the movie, then I looked up pictures of her topless from, like, other movies, I guess. She wasn't topless in this movie, unfortunately. That would have made this movie, like, really fucking good. But, like, so I looked up movies with her topless, and I'm like, hey, all right. And I was like, dude, I'd still do Ashley Judd. Like, of course, you know, I'm pretty goddamn desperate. I'd probably do anything at this point. Probably even do The Rock, and he'd probably like it. But, like, so he goes and, like, makes things right. The kid plays at the talent show. British fairy guy gets to be an official tooth fairy, even though he doesn't have wings. Little girl still believes and shit. And Ashley Judd has an orgasm, so she's fulfilled, I guess. And The Rock's just kind of like, hey, will you marry me? Everything worked out in the end. So I think that's, and then he forgets, like, they put some magic dust on him, and he forgets about ever being a tooth fairy, but he still learned his lesson. So I think that's summed up as the movie The Tooth Fairy. I can guarantee you the version that I just told you right now is so much better than the piece of shit that I just watched. I don't get it. I don't get why. The Rock just must have needed some money or something to buy a new yacht or something. Because I don't understand how you would be in something like this and not be making, like, good movies. Like, is it just kind of come to that point where you're like, well, I guess every actor at some point just has to kind of be like, well, the mortgage is due. Okay, well, let me do The Tooth Fairy. Like, every actor is in some, like, really shitty movies, but, like, for a guy who has a lot of potential like The Rock, I just don't get it. I mean, I'll give him this. Like, did it, like, I watched wrestling when I was little. Like, got in the days of, like, Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, first Hulk Hogan, and, like, Junkyard Dog, Jake the Snake Roberts, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, you know, the Hart Foundation, all these classic wrestlers. And me and my brother James used to watch wrestling, like, I think it was, like, was it Sunday afternoons? We'd come home for church or something and, like, watch wrestling, and, like, I fucking loved it. It was fantastic. And, like, yeah, shit, like, The Ultimate Warrior and Randy Macho Man Savage, like, glory days of wrestling. And then, like, I stopped watching because, like, I wasn't 14 anymore. Or I wasn't, like, 12, I should say. I was probably, like, younger than that. I wasn't, like, 12 years old anymore, so I'm like, fuck wrestling. And then when I got to college, my college friends, they were all into wrestling. And that's when, this was, like, 99, 2000. So this is right around the time when, like, The Rock was big. And Goldberg, I know, was there. And, like, who are some of the other dudes? Like, Chris Jericho, Triple X or something? Triple H? Yeah, Triple H, not Triple X. That's, like, the Vin Diesel movie. Or, yeah. Yeah. Triple H. And it was like, there was kind of, like, a wrestling, like, resurgence. Like, The Rock had a big part of that as far as, like, and, like, the guy, I'll give him the fact that, like, he really is a personable kind of dude, and, like, he kind of oozes charisma. Like, you know, just kind of like, oh, shit, you kind of, like The Rock. You can't help it. And so it's, like, from going to that, where he's just kind of, like, I think The Rock kind of early 2000s is pretty much, like, at the top of his game. And then he goes into acting. I'll get that. You can't wrestle forever, so you go into movies. Even Hulk Hogan made, like, Suburban Commando. And, like, what's the... That's the one. And what's the other one he did? And he did, like, two movies that are just kind of like... Or Mr. Mom or Mr. Nanny. One of them. Mr. Mom, I think, was a Michael Keaton one. So it was, like, not, something about Nanny and Suburban Commando. So it's, like, Hulk Hogan made movies. But so The Rock's like, all right. And Andre the Giant, like, made movies. He was in, like, Princess Bride and stuff. So it's like, yeah, it's okay for them to cross over from shit to another. But it's just kind of like, dude, The Rock is so much potential and so awesome that he just kind of, like, makes shit like this. It's like, oh, why Rock? Why Tooth Fairy? But hopefully there's just, like, a step on the way. Like I said, he made one of the Fast and Furious movies, one of the recent ones. I haven't seen it. Apparently he's in, the new G.I. Joe movie that's supposed to come out in March or anything. And he's also in some other shit, so it's like, okay, maybe, like, the Tooth Fairy is just kind of like, hey, I needed the money. And it's kind of ends there. So, long story short, I hope you enjoyed my take on the Tooth Fairy, because, like I said, I can guarantee you everything that I just talked about is significantly better than sitting through an hour and a half of this shit. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to mention, fucking Seth MacFarlane shows up for, like, 3 minutes in the movie. He's just, like, the black market Tooth Fairy, like, supply dealer. And he gets fifth billing in the movie. It's like, fucking A, it's Seth MacFarlane. Like, what the hell are you doing in this shit? Like, yeah, anybody who's in this movie is just kind of like, the fuck are you doing here? This is fucking garbage. Like, I don't understand. I mean, there's got to be more demand for, like, The Rock, Ashley Judd, like, Julie Andrews, Billy Crystal and shit. And they shouldn't be toiling away in just awful movie territory, but I guess that's the case. So, don't watch Tooth Fairy. and do other things with your life, please. But thank you for listening to this episode of Drunken Movie Reviews. And as always, here's to you, Hollywood.